I'm Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. Iranian officials have arrested one of the nation's top human rights defenders, raising alarm from watchdog groups like Amnesty International. This on the heels of criticism from the U.S. State Department regarding Iran's gross religious freedom violations. Now, actions like these are typical of Iran, so says Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton. But hope remains.
God is working his plan regardless of what humanity is doing.
Iran is an Islamic republic, and leaving Islam to follow Christ is a serious crime. Yet some believers in Iran can see God working through the Iranian government.
By saying that we're going to do everything right according to the Quran, right just as if Muhammad was here and running things himself, that's how we're going to make our decisions. They have really set the stage for this hunger for the gospel.
All we can say is keep praying. And globally, as many as 85% of evangelical churches are led by pastors who have no formal training. World Mission is working to change that statistic by providing leadership training around the world. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
We empower nationals to go through trainings so they can reach these tribes that haven't heard the gospel. There's strategic places in the world that World Mission is investing resources so that these national leaders can get training so that they can go accomplish what Jesus told us, which is go make disciples.
These leaders face a lot of risks, but they're passionate about sharing the truth. World Mission equips them with their solar-powered audio Bible called The Treasure to help these leaders plant churches. Pray for the pastors who don't have access to biblical training. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.